Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Starting this morning, it'll cost you a dime to cross the Saconnet River Bridge. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick reports, the toll went into effect at midnight over the objections of protesters.
About 100 people hung over the sides of the Saconnet River Bridge Sunday evening, waving American flags and signs saying, "No tolls" and "Stop the theft." Motorists honked in agreement. It may be only a dime to cross the Saconnet now, but local residents fear what it will go up to after a phase-in period ends next spring. For some people, a more realistic toll could be very costly. Alan Sylvia lives in Portsmouth and owns an auto dealership across the bridge in Tiverton.
I go over this bridge minimum of 10 times a day. So if you figure if it's $3.75, 10 times a day. The 10-cent toll is ridiculous.
Do you plan to pay it?
No, I don't plan to pay it. No. Let them send me the bill.
Meanwhile, a state police investigation continues into whomever set fire to bridge equipment Saturday morning. The damaged equipment powered the toll collection system. It was quickly repaired. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan spoke in Newport yesterday, where she celebrated the 250th anniversary of Toro Synagogue, the oldest synagogue in the country. Kagan took part in the annual reading of George Washington's 1790 letter to Newport's Jewish community. According to the Providence Journal, she said the letter's promise of religious inclusion resonates with her own family history. Kagan described her grandparents leaving Eastern Europe, where their Jewish religion had always set them apart. She described herself as feeling just as Jewish as she feels American, and said she believes that is rare in many countries, even today. Kagan is scheduled to speak in Providence on Tuesday at an event honoring Rhode Island's colonial charter. She's the fourth woman and the eighth Jewish justice to serve on the Supreme Court. Registration for the Boston Marathon opens at 10 o'clock this morning for runners who were unable to make the finish line because of the marathon bombings. In April, twin explosions near the end of the race killed 3 people and injured more than 200 others. As Alex Ashlock reports, the marathon is scheduled to go forward next April, despite the tragedy.
The registration process for these runners begins at 10 o'clock this morning. Tom Grilk is executive director of the Boston Athletic Association.
We sent an email to all 5,633 of those people who weren't able to cross the finish line and invited them to come back and run next year. They will be able to register ahead of everybody else.
That everybody else category is expected to be huge because so many people want to run the first Boston Marathon since the bombings. But the field size for next year hasn't been determined yet.
That's Alex Ashlock reporting from Boston. And Rhode Island's largest homeless shelter is about to get an extreme makeover. Lawmakers have set aside $1 million for improvements to Harrington Hall, an old gymnasium on the grounds of the Pastore Complex in Cranston. It houses more than 100 men on any given night. It failed an inspection last year because of a leaky roof and other problems, but Harrington Hall director Gene Johnson says all the problems will be fixed with this infusion of money from the state.
Hope to get started sometime in the winter, but we certainly won't be finished this winter. But I think that just seeing progress being made is going to really lift the spirits of the men who are at Harrington Hall and also for the staff who work there to know that there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Plans include a new roof, new heating and cooling system, and new laundry facilities.
Ask Republican State Chairman Mark Smiley what he thinks of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and you'll get a blunt answer. He says, "I hate it." Smiley's position is simple and wedded to his party's national stance. Repeal the entire law and start over. Socialism doesn't work, he says. While U.S. House Republicans have voted 40 times to repeal the entire law, they haven't put together any alternative ideas on providing access to the 30 million Americans who have no insurance, or for addressing the huge problem of shifting costs from those who don't contribute to the health care system to those who do. History is replete with irony. Health care is at the top of the current list. Local and national Republicans say any government requirement in health care smacks of government control and dreaded socialism. Yet Obamacare has undeniably Republican and even Rhode Island roots. In 1993, Rhode Island GOP Senator John Chafee was the first to propose an alternative to a health insurance regime pushed by then-President Bill Clinton and First Lady Hillary Clinton. The architect of the Clinton's plan was a Rhode Islander, policy guru Ira Magaziner of Bristol. The centerpiece of Chafee's idea, the so-called individual mandate, was once seen as a conservative idea. It combined the virtue of individual responsibility with an end to the cost shifting that has helped make health care more expensive for average Americans. Chafee's plan was embraced by icons of the conservative movement, including Newt Gingrich, the Heritage Foundation, the conservative think tank, and Senator Bob Dole, then the Senate's GOP leader. The requirement that everyone have health insurance was once seen as a personal responsibility, a bedrock pre-Tea Party Republican principle. Everyone is going to get sick at some point in their life. Nobody leaves this earth alive. If you get sick, you have the responsibility to have insurance. Under federal law, hospitals must treat the sick. So if you show up at an emergency room, you get care. If you don't have insurance or enough money to pay for the treatment, the cost gets shifted to the taxpayer in the form of uncompensated care costs to hospitals. Or it ends up inflating the insurance rates of other hospital patients who pay for their coverage or get it at the workplace. In Nextdoor, Massachusetts, the Chafee template was adopted by Republican Mitt Romney when he was the Bay State's governor. The Romney plan so resembled Obama's program that one of Romney's 2012 opponents for his party's presidential nomination, Governor Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota, famously labeled it Obamacare. What has happened since has been an all-out Republican onslaught against the president. Many Tea Party Republicans in Washington have even said they'd be willing to shut down the federal government to defund the Affordable Care Act. The paradox is that just about all the public opinion polling shows that while a majority of Americans may be wary of the concept of Obamacare, they support many of its parts. Is there really a majority against banning insurers from dumping patients who have pre-existing medical conditions or allowing college students to remain on their parents' plans until they're 26 or eliminating the limits on how much insurance will pay for those who have such serious conditions as cancer or heart disease? In Rhode Island, about 11% of citizens do not have health coverage. Many of these people work for small businesses, the backbone of our economy. Christine Ferguson, director of HealthSource Rhode Island, vows to work closely with small business owners to help them get affordable health care for their workers. Healthy workers are obviously more productive. This is not to downplay the challenges to Obamacare. There are many hurdles, among them that not enough healthy people will sign up, or that insurance companies will behave as, well, insurance companies and continue to hike premiums, or that the computer online exchanges will face glitches that are inevitable given the complexity of merging a new healthcare program into an existing one that is one-sixth of the national economy. And there is a fear that some companies and industries such as fast food and big box retail may accelerate the hiring of part-time workers so they won't be liable for healthcare coverage. Yet in Massachusetts, this hasn't happened. Employers have actually increased health coverage for workers. Rhode Island is much like Massachusetts in political attitudes and population demographics, but the economy in the Ocean State is not as robust as our neighbor. Getting employers to offer workers health insurance is always easier when jobs are chasing people rather than when people are chasing jobs. The Obamacare debate would be helped if Democrats would push back more strenuously against Republican attempts to demonize a program that is not yet in place. Respected Democrats such as Senator Jack Reed should vigorously call out opponents. And things would be far easier if Republicans would offer reasonable alternatives rather than being the party of no and relentless resentment. One wonders what Republicans most fear, that the plan will crash under its own weight, or that it will be successful in giving the uninsured coverage and injecting some common sense into a healthcare system that has long been a drag on the American economy.